Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Thursday night shiur for Parshas Yisro. Most famous section in Parshas Yisro, of course, is the Aseres HaDibros, one of which is the Dibur about Shabbos. The Torah says in the first of the sources, Parak Chof, Posek Ches Zohar, is so much Shabbos Akacha. So we know on that Posek, the famous Gemara says in Psachim, Daf Kuf Vav, Amad Aleph, source 2, Tonar Abonon, Zohar, is so much Shabbos Akacha, Zohar Alayayin. That you have to remember or declare or make reference to Shabbos with regards to a cup of wine. I didn't print it, but Tosfos says certain psukim that link is the chira with wine. Fine, we know you have to make kiddush over wine on Friday night. Okay, says the Gemara, Ein li ela bayom. But the pasuk says Zochar is Yom Shabbos Akacha. So that would seem to teach us, at least at first glance, to teach us only about the daytime kiddush. B'layla minayim. So it says Talmud Lomar Zochar is Yom Shabbos Akacha. Okay, to Zochar's own Shabbos, Lekacho, Rashi explains, Lekacho, Mashma, Mishor, Shemiskadesh Hayom. When the day becomes sanctified, it means the beginning of the day. The beginning of the halachic day, of course, at night. But then the Gemara says, one second, Belaila Minola? What do you mean? Belaila Minayan? What do you mean? How do we know it's supposed to be at night? Adarabba, Iker Kiddush Belaila Hu Kaddish. The main Kiddush is a night Kiddush. The Gemara asks it as though, well, we understand you have to make Kiddush during the day. How do you know you have to make it at night? Says the Gemara, what do you mean? The main Kiddush is at night. Okay, that's the main Kiddush. And furthermore, again, that's what Gemara says, right? You're sanctifying the Shabbos day, so it makes sense to sanctify when it starts. So what do you mean? How do we know you're supposed to do it at night? The main mitzvah at night. So, and furthermore, Belaila Minayin, you ask the question, how do you know you have to do it at night? So quote the pasuk, Talmud Lomar Zochar is Yom. Tana Mahadar Alayla, V'Kanosim Lekod, the Yamama. He asked about night, and he gave an answer about day. So, Hachi Kamar, the proper text is Zocher Shomash Shabbos Akacho, Zochreu Alayayin Bichni Soso. What it means, that we darshan, okay, that it means Bichni Soso, when the day begins. Okay, again, you can look at the Rashi and the Rashbam. Zocher Shomash Shabbos Akacho is Bichni Soso. And the correct text should be, Ainli Ela Belaila. That only teaches me you have to make Kiddush at night, when the day begins. Halachic day begins at night. Okay, B'yom. How do we know you have to make kiddush during the daytime too? So Talmud Lomar Zocher Yom Shabbos. Okay, that's the sugya as we have it in Pesachim Daf Kuf Vav and Aleph, teaching us that there's a mitzvah Zocher Yom Shabbos Lekacho, even though Shabbos is Kaviv Kami, Shabbos is Kadosh with or without our reciting kiddush. Whether we say kiddush, we don't say kiddush. Shabbos as kedusha, but we're required to make a declaration that this is a special day, and that's what kiddush is about. Okay. The Gemara had a funny way of learning it first, then they work out how that's how the sugya reads. If you look in the Rambam, source number 5, Perek Chof Tes of Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes as follows: Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah LeKadosh is Yom HaShabbos B'Dvarim. There's a mitzvah Saseh, it's one of the Tayag mitzvahs in the Torah. According to the Rambam, it's one of the Tayag mitzvahs in the Torah to sanctify Shabbos with words, with a verbal declaration. Shenemar our pasuk Zocher Yom Shabbos Akacho, because it says Zocher Yom Shabbos Akacho. Fine. Klomar, what does that mean? Zochreu Zechiras Shevach V'Kiddush. You're supposed to make a declaration which praises Hashem and sanctifies the day and so on. But now the Rambam adds V'Tzorech L'Zochreu B'Chnisoso U'V'Yitziaso. You must call attention and make a declaration about Shabbos both at the beginning, at its beginning, and at its end. B'knisoso, b'kiddush hayom. At the beginning of the day, that's what we call kiddush. U'b'tziyoso, b'havdala. And at the end of the day, end of Shabbos, you make havdala. So the Rambam is clear that he understands that this mitzvah zohar is Yom HaShabbos Lekacho. Okay, this mitzvah zohar is Yom HaShabbos Lekacho is a mitzvah which applies both when Shabbos begins by reciting what we call Kiddush, and when Shabbos ends, by reciting what we call Havdalah. The Rambam seems to say it's all part of this mitzvah. Indeed, the Magid Mishnah, not Rambam, Zohar 6, Parakhov Tesla, Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Aleph, writes explicitly, Midive Rabbeinu Nira Bebir. It's clear from what our master, the Rambam, writes, the Shahavdalah Gamkein Devar Torah. Havdalah is also part of this mitzvah, Midah Oraisa. According to the Rambam, again, look how the words in Source 5 in Perek Chaf Tes Halacha begins, mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah. He considers the mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah, a biblical mitzvah, one of the Tariq mitzvahs, to make reference to Shabbos, both at its beginning and at its end, in Kiddush and in Havdalah. And the Magen Mishnah says, the Rambam obviously holds that Havdalah is also midah oraisa. Kol b'chlal zohar. It's all subsumed, or it's all included in this tzivu in our parsha in the Seretz HaDibros of Zohar and Shomash Shabbos and Kacho. Now, he says, where Isya Mepharshim Zal Chalukim Zed is a machloka. It's not really our topic in great detail tonight, but the many Mepharshim disagree with the Rambam on this, and they hold that they disagree, but he says, but there are others who hold like the Rambam. The Rambam is not a das yochid on this. And he says, even though the Gemara that we just read in Perek Arvei Pesachim, the 10th Perek of Pesachim, Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph, back in Source 2, never said anything about Havdalah, never said anything about sanctifying the day, be it see us so, when the day ends. Right, so they asked the Magen Mishnah, "Afalgav the Gemara Perek Arvei Pesachim ain't shom el zochel ar bechnisa so, and ainly belaila and so on and so forth." He refers to that Gemara. That Gemara, you look back in Source 2, you look at the Mefarsha, the Rashi, and the Rashbam. No one said anything about Havdalah. No one was saying about any kind of declaration made at the end of the day. The Gemara doesn't talk about that at all. So how do they get this idea that the mitzvah of Zohar, some of Shabbos, includes Havdalah as well? So you're right. We call Makim Alfin and it's a different Gemara. Where it says the word ulahav deal, kimosha kasa parak is dias atuma, shulas afir ches, and he has a mechilta, zocher shom shabbos, kacheo bebrocha, or bebir omar zacher la yayin, vamugam can kacheo bechnisa so, bekacheo betsia so. So he has other sources, even though the Gemara Pesachim that we saw doesn't seem to say anything about Havdalah being included in this mitzvah, but he says there are other sources, we'll see in a moment, the Gemara in shulas afir ches, and a mechilta, and so on. The Yesh Omer, of course, he said, the Yesh Omer is Havdalah Ein Elam Divrei Sofer. Aval HaKiddush is Dvar Torah. But again, there are those who disagree with the Rambam and who hold that no, only Kiddush is Dvarais and Havdalah is Dvarabonim. What's the Gemara in Shavuos? So that's Tav Yud Ches Amud Beis in Shavuos, Source 7, Amar Chibar Abar Yechanan, Kol HaMavdil Al HaYayin B'Motzai Shabbos. Anyone who makes Havdalah over one, Amotzai Shabbos, Havilan Bonim Zichar will have male children, will have children, and so on. Dechsiv, how do we know? It says, LaHavdil Ben HaKodesh Rein HaChol. We'll see all the psukim in a moment. There'll be children who'll grow up to be more hara and great tamar chachamim. What's going on? So we have a bunch of psukim that the Gemara puts together. Okay, Rashi there in Shavuos Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis in Source 8 says it's talking about in the Torah in Parsha Shmini about Shtuya Yayin, that some Kohen who drinks wine can't serve. And it says there, source number 9, the Pesukim, Parsha Shmini, Vayikra, Parak Yud, Pasuk Yud, it says, Ula Havdil, Bein HaKodesh, Bein HaChol, Bein HaTom, Bein HaTor. The idea of Havdil, the Havdil, to separate. And the very next Pasuk says, Ula Horos, as Bnei Yisrael, to teach, to be more Hora, than Bnei Yisrael, as Achukim, etc., etc. And later in Parsha Shmini, at the end of the section about the kosher and non-kosher animals, and what animals are tahor, and what animals are tameim, and so on. It says in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Mem Zayin 10, Lahavdil ben atoma ben ator ben achay nechelot ben achay asher lo seachal. Again, the word lahavdil. And right after that, even though it's another sedra, source number 10, Vayikra Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Mem Zayin is the very last Pasuk in Parsha Shmini, the very next Pasuk in the Torah, even though it's a week later, it's another sedra, it's Parsha Tazria. Perk your base, took him out of base, by the Rashon Shalemor, Dabre Abonai Shalemor, Isha Kisaz, we have Yoda Zohar. Anyway, you look back in Source 7, the Gemara in Shulz puts all these Pukim together. It speaks about Lahavdil, and Lahavdil ben HaKodesh ben HaChol, and that's what Abdullah is all about. And it's related to, back in Source 8, it's related to Lahoros. So you'll have children, you do this mitzvah, Havdalah, Lahavdil ben HaKodesh ben HaChol, you'll have children who are fit Lahoros as Bnei Yisrael to teach. We come to Bnei Chachamim, and in general, male children also connected to the word lahavdil, albeit a different, not laben kodesh v'chol, but it does in source 10, the end of Shmini, it doesn't say lahavdil ben kodesh v'chol, it says lahavdil ben tov ben tahor, but the Gemara links it and it connects it to Sazria. In any event, the Magid Mishnah feels that this Gemara in Shulah Staf Yud Ches Amud Beis is the source for the idea of Havdalah also being min haTorah, even though the Gemara Pesachim doesn't learn it from the word Zohar. The Gemara Pesachim only learns from the word Zohar Kiddush on Friday night, the beginning of Shabbos. Well, you put that together with the Gemara and Shavuos, so there's a mitzvah to have Havdalah, and that's part of the mitzvah d'oraisa as well. And the Magen Mishnah asserts that's the sheet of the Rambam, and it's also the sheet of those others who agree with the Rambam, even though other Rishonim disagree. The other thing, the Magen Mishnah back in source 6 there, in Hilchos Shabbos, Parak Chaf Tes Halacha Aleph, the other thing the Magen Mishnah was quoted in Mechilta, they had the expression, he says, Kacheu b'knisoso b'kacheu b'tziyoso. You have to sanctify Shabbos when it enters, when it begins, and when it ends. Well, I printed the Mechilta as we have it, Mechilta here in Yisro, Mechilta Rabbi Shmuel here in Yisro, in Mesechta Mechodesh Parsha Zion. We don't have that text. It just says, Hazocha v'shomor, zocha milfona v'shomor milachor. Okay, Mikanam mosif mechola kodesh. You have to add to Shabbos both at the beginning and at the end. And it says, Lekadcho, lekadcho bebrocha. Mikanam mikadcho ayayin bechnisoso. Okay. Doesn't say anything about the Bitzioso in the version of Mechilta that we have. That could be the Magen Mishnah had a different gears, a different text than Mechilta. I'm just showing you our Mechilta as we presently have it. Does not mention anything about Bitzioso, but Abdullah does mention something about the end of Shabbos, namely, Ainli ala Kedusha Yom, Kedusha Laila Minayin, Ushmartim as a Shabbos. It learns from a different expression, and maybe that's a reference to Abdullah too. So I'm not sure if that's how the Magen Mishnah extrapolated the Mechilta, or he had a different gear. So in any event, we do have, because the Pasuk does say in Parashas Kisisa, Parak Lamed Aleph Pasuk Gedalim 13, Ushmartim as a Shabbos, Ki Kodesh Ulochem, and the Mechilta learns that Shmira means Shomor Mila Achrav, so some type of sanctification also after Shabbos. Maybe that's how the Magen Mishnah reads from the, from the Mechilta. However, you don't really need to come on to this whole extrapolation from the Gemara and Shuas and the Mechilta, because it's clear that the Rambam did get his position from the Gemara and Pesachim, in which he had a different girsa than the one we had that we saw back in source number 2. The Gemara and Pesachim Kuf Vav and Aleph. We look in the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Mitzvah says, Kuf Nun Hey 14. Ram writes, "A mitzvah kufdan hayu shetzivon lekadosh Shabbos l'adram bechnisoso uvi yitzioso niskor bam godel ayom azel." But also the greatness of the day, he bado mishar yomei. How different than all the other days? Hakol mimenu, both the days before Shabbos, days after Shabbos, is different than Shabbos. Who amro? And that's what the pasuk says. Yisal azochas on Shabbos kadosh chomer zochreu zecher kedusha v'havdala v'zui mitzvahs kiddush. The lashon mechilta zocher so much Shabbos a kacho kachia bebracha that we saw ubebir amru, and he quotes the Gemara Pesachim zochreu al ayayin veamru gam kain kacheo bechnisoso bekacheo bitzioso. So the Rambam had that text kacheo bechnisoso and kacheo bitzioso in the Gemara that we don't have. Klomar haavdola she gam kain chelak mizchira Shabbos and so on is also a mitzvah. So the Rambam, it seems to the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that the Rambam simply had a different girsa in the Gemara, which included the requirement not only to sanctify Shabbos at its beginning, but at its end as well. In fact, the Torah Tamima here in Yisro, in Parakov Pasuk, in this Pasuk, in the Sefer Nibos, Pasuk has Os Nun Gimel 15. He says, he doesn't understand why the Magid Mishnah had to kvetch, right? He quotes the Rambam in the Parak of Tesalach Aleph, and he wonders why the Magid Mishnah and others had to figure out where the Rambam get this from and so on. And it's obvious, he says to me in the second line of 15, to me, how do you know? I don't know what they're so bothered by. Shalom Eir, can be saved from Mitzvah, Lambam, Mitzvah says, Kufnun Hei Mevor, Shahai Shalafon Abad Kirsa, Bidrash Shalafon Eid, Bizalosh, he had a different Kirsa. Zachar Bechnisoso, Vitzioso. The Rambam didn't make this up. He had a Kirsa like that in the Gemara that includes the Drasha Sagamara. So he said, I don't know why all the Mefarshim are bothered. Where does Ram get it from? He obviously had a different girsa. Okay, not only that, but he refers, the Torah Tmina does, to a Gemara Nozer and Dav Dalad. And he points out that on the side of the page in Nozer, so we have it as Rashi. Most likely it was not actually Rashi. There's some Masechtas where it's not Rashi on the side of the page. It's another Rishon. For whatever reason, we don't have all the Rashi texts, but so sometimes they refer to the commentary on the side of the page in Nozer, which is usually the place of Rashi, as the Mefarish. So the Torah Tamir points out, don't think the Rambam was the only one who had this different girsa. Tells you to take a look in Dav Dalad and the Mefarish, okay, the Rashi, we have it as Rashi. Look in the Nazir, Gimel Beis Dalad Alav. The sugya there is, what if a person is a Nazir, not supposed to drink wine? If you're taking the Nazir, what happens with Kiddush and so on and so forth? So I'm not interested so much in the Nazir issue now, but that's what the Rambam wonders, and that's what the Gemara is wondering. So it says, Huma Baile 16, very bottom of Gimel Beis, going over to Dalam and Alpha Nazir. Huma Baile, that's a Yayin Mitzah, Kiyayin Rishus, Yayin Mitzah, Kiyayin Rishus, right? It's the same thing. You're not allowed to drink wine even for a mitzvah, just like a nazir can't drink wine for a rishus. What is a mitzvah? Kiddusha ve'avdalta. Mentions Kiddush and Avdala. It says, Harimushpa ba'omer el Sinai, right? But that I have to do because it's already commanded to us in our Sinai and so on. And you look in the, that's the Gemara's one, the Kenya, Kenya, a Neder Naziris Pichal. Again, I'm not interested so much in the Nazir question. We look at 18, Rashi and Nazir, Dalam and Aleph, Varimush from Ola Marasino, the Ksiv Zocher, Zocher, Zochreo Alayain, Ela Ela Bikini Soso, Bitsiaso Menayan, Menayan, Talmudom, Rechulip, Sochem Dafkulvav. What do you know? There's a Torah Pinus pointing out that so-called Rashi, that commentary knows it. Dav Dalam and Aleph, Divamas Arim Mushpa 18 quotes the Girsa exactly the way the Rambam has it. Again, it's not the Girsa we have, and he's referring to Gemara Pesachim, and it says Ainli Aleph Kinnis also. I would have thought maybe you only have to make Kiddush when Shabbos begins. We don't have to make any declaration Shabbos ends. Mitzios Menayin Talmud Over. I have a pasuk. So again, the Torah Pinus is simply pointing out that there's another text. There's another gears in the Gemara, and that's probably where the Rambam gets the idea from.
Rabbi,
okay, now,
can I say one thing? I know they're all knocking the Magen Mishnah, but the Magen Mishnah's whole point was that even if you don't have that Girsa,
right? Okay,
there's no reason to say that it could still be Doraisa. So I think he was kind of defending the Rambam in many ways.
Right, you could say even without our Girsa.
Without the Girsa, right? Even without our Girsa, there's Doraisa. So I'm saying I think he's going to try to defend. Okay.
I think you're right. The only thing is that the Magen Avraham and others, people go to, let's take a look at 19, the Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Tzadi Vav. Okay, in the introduction to the Siman, he writes, Rambam Perakov Tes Kosov the Abdullah he Doraisa Kimo Kiddush. Right, he says the Rambam clearly holds that Abdullah's Doraisa just like Kiddush's, and Yeshua Mishadwal, I disagree. So people go to him, okay, says there on that Magen Avraham, and Eshal Avraham, it's Siman Reish Tzadi Vav. In the introduction to the Siman, so it's 20, he says, look at the Magen Avraham, he tells you, look at the Rambam. And he says, "Umashma mizochay alaflam." If you look carefully in the Rambam, at least the Prima Gadim, he's saying the Rambam at least seems to learn everything from Zohar. Okay, and as far as the Magid Mishnah, he thinks a little sarkian because that Gemara in Shavuos is really just an asmachta; it's not a direct limud. That's where the Prima Gadim. So he also tines a little against the Magid Mishnah. But I think you're right. Could be that the Magid Mishnah is just defending our saying it alibad our girsa. Prima Gadim says, but it's a little strange. Prima Gadim also mentions this in his commentary on the Taz, in the Mishpat of Zov, in that same similar race that he wrote, Siv Kotten Zayin. Okay, he tells you to look closer to the Magen Avraham and the Magen Mishnah, and he says he doesn't know why the Magen Mishnah brings the word Shavuos. That's just an Asmachta. But he also brings something else, an interesting Gemara in Brachas. This is a Prima Gadim in the Mishpat of Zov, in the similar race that he wrote, Siv Kotten Zayin, 21. He says, there's a Gemara in Brachas that seems to say that there were two different Takonas by Havdalah. We'll see the Gemara in a moment. We of course say Havdalah twice on Motzei Shabbos, right? We say it in the Shemoneh Esrei, Atoch Hanatanu, it's Havdalah. And then we say it at home, a couple of one, right? So he also says that it seems from there, right? To be Ilu Hoya, Mizocher, Shemoneh Shabbos, Kachi, Mitzioso, Mitzioso, Havasmacht Aliyayin, Kamo Kiddush, below Beis Takonas. Here he's really, in a way, defending the Magid Mishnah, saying, it's probably not from the word Zohar because the Gemara calls it a takana. The Gemara calls Havdalah an institution, a takana. It sounds like a din d'rabbanan. Okay. On the other hand, he says the Rambam seems to learn it out from Zohar. So again, there's different ways to learn what exactly the Mokar is. The Gemara in Brachas says the following: Lamed Gimel and Aleph 22. Okay. Amar Rav Shemar Abba Rabbi Yochanan Bit the Anshe Knesset Agdola Tiknul Ham Yisrael Brachos and Tfilos. Kiddush and Havdalah. The text of all our brachas and davening and Kiddush and Havdalah, it's all the text was instituted, the precise text that we have was instituted by the Anshei Knesset Agdolah. Okay, the next Echantika, let's look how they instituted it. Omrlei, B'tchila Kavua B'tfila. Originally, they instituted Havdalah only in Tfila. But Hashira, when the people got wealthy enough to buy wine, they don't have to be so wealthy to buy wine, but at one time, wine was a more expensive commodity. So when people got wealthier, so kavu al hakos. Then Hanu, when there was a depression and people were poor again, kavu b'kavu b'tfila. They put it back only in davening. Hey, Mama, madu b'tfila tzoch shi'avdal hakos. Same idea. Look at that. Rashi explains that this was always in the time of the Takana, the Anshei Knesset Gedola, led by Ezra and so on. So the Prima Gadim back in 21 says, you see over there from that Gemara implies that was really a Takana. Right, really a takana a little bit later. Okay, so the tzlach in his comment in Akamor Brachas Lamed Gimel and Aleph B'tchila Kavu B'tchila, he says the sugya here is talking about Havdalah. But 1 second, what about Kiddush? Okay, Kiddush apparently was always instituted over the coast. This Gemara says Havdalah they originally put in the Shemoneh Esrei. Then when people got wealthy, they instituted the saying over a cup of wine. Then when they got poor again, they put it back in the only in the Shemoneh Esrei. Then they got wealthy again. We see them both. Okay. The Tzlach says this whole discussion about Havdalah. Aval Kiddush Teichav Betchiloso Niskal Akos Begam Betzvila. Kiddush, of course, is twice. It's in the Shemoneh Esrei, right? We say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos in the Maariv Shemoneh Esrei, and it's Al Akos originally. Okay, Shari Brocham Tzosh Betzvila Kiddush Hayom. The middle Brocham of the Shemoneh Esrei Friday night is, of course, the Brocham Kiddush. Okay, and we would say Nuchasenu etc. Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos. But Tam Shekabu Kiddush Teichav Akos Afshalu Enim. How come Kiddush insisted you have to have it on the coast, even when they were poor? Havdalah, apparently, they only put it in the Shemoneh Esrei originally because people were too poor to afford wine, but they didn't care about that by Kiddush. Why? So, Hainu Sha'afa, Anabi Sol, Tzarchli, Eslo, Pasl, Sulu Shabbos. Because every person has to have, challah has to, even a poor person has to get something for bread for Shabbos. So, therefore, if you don't have wine, you can make Kiddush over Pas. And he quotes, even according to the Thomas, you're not supposed to make it, but, all right, anyway, so he says, Ein mekatshin al pas, al begin, iskinu kiddush ayana, filim b'shas, al yos v'ne gol shonim. They insisted that kiddush, you have to do it, that kiddush, or filim enim in a Torah al ayayin, mikoma asmachte yishlo b'torah, d'chsiv zohar. Havdalah has no connection to wine, necessarily, based on a pasuk. In kiddush, there is a pasuk that connects it to wine, zohar al ayayin, and Tosa said, based on a pasuk in Tanakh, there's a connection in zechira and yayin. So at any event, the tzlach comes out saying, that Kiddush they instituted over wine because Kiddush is really included in the Zohar and that implies wine. The only problem is, 1 second, according to the Rambam, Havdalah is also part of Zohar. Havdalah is also included in the Zohar. So Tzlach says at the end, Udas HaRambam, Shagam Havdalah Nechalas Mitzvah Sashashashal Zohar Shalom Shabbos, Shazorcher B'Knisoso B'Kiddush Uvi Yitzios B'Havdalah. Okay, like the Rambam says in quotes of Agam Yitzvah Kol Mokom, there's still a difference between Kiddush and Havdalah. Because Kiddush you can make over Challah, over Pas, and the Havdalah you can't. But in any event, that's how you learn out that Gemara. The Gemara says it doesn't mean it's a Takana. Could be it means what it means is a Takana of wine, of making the Havdalah or the Kiddush over wine. That was done by the Anshei Knesset Gedola. And the text was done by the Anshei Knesset Gedola. But the concept of Kiddush is Doraisa, and the concept of Kiddush Havdalah is Doraisa. In fact, if you look carefully, look back in 22, that Gemara Brachos Lamed Gimel Aleph, it says, Anshei Knesset Gedola, Tikkun Misal Brachos Kiddushos Havdalah mentions both Kiddush and Havdalah. So, what do you mean? I thought Kiddush to be Doraisa. Yeah, it is. And so is Havdalah, according to the Rambam. What that Gemara means is the text and the idea of doing it over wine and the distinction between Kiddush and Havdalah regarding the wine, because with Kiddush, you can get away with the challah instead of wine. Again, the details you can work through. But at the end of the day, it's clear that according to the Rambam, Kiddush is Doraisa and Havdalah is Doraisa. Maybe the fact you have to do over wine, that was part of the Takana, but you have to recite Kiddush Friday night when Shabbos starts. Havdalah, Motzei Shabbos and Shabbos ends. That, according to the Rambam, is Doraisa. Many agree. This, like the Magen Mishnah said, the Sefer HaChinuch in our Parshas Yisroel, Mitzvah Lamed Aleph, 25, Mitzvah Kiddush Shabbos Dvarim, L'daber Dvarim B'yom HaShabbos, B'ch Noso So, V'chein B'tziyoso. The Chinuch, not surprisingly, follows the Rambam. Usually does, and he says you have to mention the greatness of the day and praise Hashem and how this day is different than all other days and so on. Shenemar Zocher Shabbos Akacho. The Chinuch also clearly holds that Kiddush and Havdalah are bookends. They're both Midoraisa. They're both part of Zocher. The Smag Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol Es Mitzvahs Esei Siman Chof Tes. Okay, Zocher Shabbos Akacho Mikan Shemitzvahs Asemin Hatorah Lakadosh Yom Shabbos Dvarim. And he says Mitzorach LeZocher BeChnisoso BeKiddush. Based on the Rambam. So the Smag also agrees. Okay? The Sefer Charedim, and it's a later work with early Achronim, the Sefer Charedim Interesting. He wrote a sefer. We mentioned in the past. He wrote a sefer on mitzvahs where he, you know, everybody had their own arrangement of the mitzvahs. The sefer chinuch is like the playbill that you get when you go to the theater, right? The cast in order of appearance. The sefer chinuch lists all the mitzvahs in the order in which they appear in the chumash. Okay, some versions of the sefer chinuch within a sedra split up the asay and the osase and they, all the asays and all the osas. Most editions of the chinuch today have each mitzvah presented in the order which it appears. The Rambam has a different order. We can't always figure out what the order of the Rambam is. But he has a topical type of order. The Sefer Charedim wrote his Sefer mitzvahs where he divided the mitzvahs up based upon which part of the body you use for the mitzvah. This mitzvah is done with the arm. This is done with the leg. This is done with the mouth. So in mitzvahs asay par dalet mitzvah min Torah tulis bepeh, right? Things that depend on verbally, and it's not all the time. It's only sometimes. Gimel in his list over there in that section 27, Havdalah b'motzei Shabbos midoraisa. He also counts Havdalah as a midoraisa l'chula alma v'hu anaf zachor. It's a branch of or it's an extension of zachor, and he has also shemar psachim zachreu b'dvar b'chnisas of itzioso. He also evidently had a different gears in the gemara psachim that included both knisoso and itzioso. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Balatanya, the Bava, first Lubavitch Rabbi, Orachayim Sin Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Aleph, 28, Mitzvah says, Hemen Atar Lekadosh Yom HaShabbos Zorim Shenemar and so on, Betzorach Lezachreo Bechnisoso Uvi Yitziyoso, Bechnisoso Bekidosh Yom Yitziyoso Behavdolah, and he mentions Yesh Omer Avdolah is the Adolah Darbonon, but he certainly says that there's certainly an opinion that it's Doraisa. The B'nai Yisosfer, in his Sefer Mitzvah, is called Derech Pikudecha. He only didn't get very far, but we have quite a number of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs essay lamed aleph, chelak hamaisa os aleph 29. Mitzvahs lamed aleph. Mitzvahs elak kadosh on Shabbos dvarim etc. Kachel b'dvarim bechnisaso b'kidush b'nisaso b'abdolah. Then he says, then it's b'drabbanan she kadosh yavdel ayayin. The fact you have wine, that's the takana, that's the rabbanan. But the idea of kiddush and abdolah both is according to him doraisa. The kitzur shulchan aruch as well. Siman ayin zayin sif aleph 30. Mitzvah says in the Torah, Kaddish on Shabbos Dvarim, etc. Zochreo Zechirus Shevach B'Kiddish, Tzorach L'Zochreo B'Kinisosu B'Kiddish V'Gam B'Tziosu B'Abdolah. Then he also says, B'Petiknu Chachomim, Shetei Zechirus Wal Kos Yayin Ben B'Kinisosu Ben B'Tziosu. That's the Drabbanan aspect, that it's only Drabbanan have wine. Okay, in the Ben Ishchai, in the Sephardi world, I'm showing all the different worlds here, the Chassidish world, the Litvisher world, the Svartish world, many hold. Ben Ishchai, Shon Shir, Parsh, Bereish, Shil, Yud, 31. Mitzvah says, Ben Atar, Lekadim, Barm, etc. Vitzarch, Lezachor, Beknisos, Mekiddish, Vitzios, Abdullah. Okay. Now, the Chofetz Chaim also wrote the Sefer Mitzvahs. He calls it a Sefer Mitzvahs HaKotzer because he only lists those mitzvahs which are applicable with Manazah in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash. So he doesn't have 613. I think it's 277. Okay. He doesn't have as many. So, but he has in Mitzvah say, Yud Tes. He says, Mitzvah Sasela Kaddish on Shabbos Dvarim. And again, he also says, Kadshay B'Dvarim B'Knisosu B'Kiddish U'Vitziosu B'Havdala. Okay. Now he refers to a Torah's Konam, a Sifron, Parsh B'Chukosai. Again, that's not the text we have. I look in 33. It says, Sifron B'Chukosai, Parsh Aleph, and Oz Gimel. B'Chaynu Omer Zocha Shabbos B'Chancho, Yochel B'Limcha, Shomer Shomar, Shmir Slebom, Ramonikam Zocha, Shonah B'Picha. All it says in our version is have to verbalize it, but it's only talking at the beginning, not at the end of the day. So I don't know what the Chofetz Chaim is driving at with that. Finally, the Aruch HaShulchan, Aruch Chaim Sin Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Aleph, quotes the Gemara Psachim, and then he throws the Rambam, quotes the Rambam, understands that it's mitzvah not only b'knisoso, but it's b'tziyoso as well. The whole thing is Mirat Torah, according to the Rambam. And again, he adds in Sin Reish Tzarivav Sif Beis, in 35, okay, b'emez zu das Rambam, that it's mitzvahs in a Torah lekadosh on Shabbos dvarim both at the beginning and at the end, and then midrabanan you have there was smachta and so on and connected to the wine. That's midrabanan. Okay, so many people hold that kiddush and havdalah are both d'oraisa. Question is, what is the relationship? Is there a relationship, and can we, learn something or understand the distinction between kiddush and havdalah? Well, one distinction we saw already: the kiddush made over pas and havdalah can't. There's a very, very interesting Gemara, which really seems to hammer home the point that Kiddush and Havdalah, in a certain sense, are heads and tails of the same coin. Okay, source 36. The Gemara has, in Psachim, it's a long Gemara, and I don't want to go into great detail now because it's part of a bigger sugya, the famous sugya, the beginning of the Perek Arvei Psachim. on Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. We'll read it, but we'll go through it quickly. I printed all the Rashi, all the Rashbams. You know, we can look at it if you want to be mayan further. But the Gemara says the following: Tanur Rabbanan 36. Bnei Chabura Shom Mesubin. Group of people, can it be one person, whatever, people sitting around eating. Friday afternoon. Mekadesh Alein Hayom. And suddenly, or Kiddush Alein Hayom, suddenly the day, and they lost track of the time, and all of a sudden it's Shabbos. That doesn't come up too often nowadays, although when Purim's on Friday like this, sometimes that can come up. All right, people are eating Friday afternoon, and suddenly it became Shabbos. So Mevi'in Lo Kol Shel Yayin. So he's got to make Kiddush. Bring out a cup of wine. The Omer Alav Kiddushas Hayom. You should say Kiddush over that cup of wine. B'sheni, and over the second cup of wine, Omer Alav Birchas Hamazon. He should say Birchas Hamazon to conclude. He's got to terminate that Friday afternoon meal, okay? And he's got to make Kiddush, because right now it's time for Kiddush. It's Friday night, so he should make Kiddush over one cup of wine and then take a different cup of wine. Again, we don't always bench over a cup of wine. Many hold even one person by himself should bench, and certainly when you have a group, many of us do it with a minion. We bench a cup of wine, so two cups of wine, one for Kiddush and one for Birchas Hamazon. Do Yehuda. Continue to eat. Then when you finish, Gomro, this is on Kuf Beis Beis, Kos Rishon Baruch Alav Birchas Hamazon, Roshen Baruch Kiddush Hayom. Okay, Machlokes, again, we're not in the details of Yehuda and Yossi. Should you make Kiddush right away and then say another cup of wine for benching, or just finish your meal, take a cup of wine to bench, and then make Kiddush afterwards? Okay. Anyway, the Gemara asks, Omer B'Hunam Rav Sheshes. Okay, I'm sorry, the Gemara asks, Amai. Why not say both the benching and the Kiddush over the same cup of wine? You have to have two different cups of wine for. Take the same cup of wine, use it to, you know, double dip. Okay, use it for both the benching to end the other meal and the Kiddush because it's Friday night. So Omer Hun Omer of Sheshes, Ein Omrim Shtei Kiddushas Al Kosechon. We don't have Shtei Kiddushas, which means two mitzvahs on the same cup of wine. My timer. Omer of Nachman Bar Yitzchak Lefisha Ein Osin Mitzos Chavilos Chavilos. You don't do mitzvahs in bunches. Let's look a little bit in the Rashi and the Rambam. The Rashi and Rashbam rather just explaining the Gosuga. 37 on still on Kuf Beis on Aleph. 37 Omer of Kiddush Yom Be'emtzah Sudasa. Right, that suddenly the day became Shabbos. You should make Kiddush in the middle of the meal. Stop and make Kiddush right away. Okay, and then Rabbi Yossi says no, you can finish your meal first. Anyway, V'shein Miyad Omer Lebrichas Hamazon Afsik. And that's the sheet of Yehuda above. You have to stop. Okay, again, that's part of the whole sugya there. Rashbam tells you the girsa. But once you finish the meal, let's look on 39. Now, Rashi, Gomer Sudasan, Omer Love, the Yossi says, you do everything over that. You have two separate cups of wine. Why can't you have a single cup of wine? Because Ein Osin Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos. Skip down for 1 second, the next page. Why is Ein Osin Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos? What's the problem? So Rashi and Sota, Bav Chesem Ralph, quotes the same idea. Skip to 42 for 1 second. We'll come back. Chavilos, Chavilos, Shanira Kmoshalov to the Masui, Umar Lefarik Maso. Disrespectful to the mitzvah. You know, I have two mitzvahs. Let me just knock these mitzvahs out. I got one cup of wine. Let me just knock everything off with one shot. It's a little disrespectful to the mitzvah. It looks like I want to get rid of my mitzvah obligation. So let me, I've got an expression in English, kill two birds with one stone, right? You know, I don't want to spend too much time on my mitzvahs. Doesn't look right, so we don't make Kiddush over two different. We don't make two mitzvahs over the same cup of wine. Now let's go back to the Gemara. Gemara says 1 second. It's still in 36 now. Second part of 36. Kuf beizim and beizim sachem. Gemara asks 1 second. Okay, below, is that true? We never have two brachas or two mitzvahs over the same cup of wine below. But Tanya, hanichnas. When you come home, Motzei Shabbos, you make a havdol over wine. You have the fire, you have the besamim, you know, the candle, the besamim, good. And then you make the bracha havdolah. That's what we do, right? The bar prayer goffin. Actually, we have the besamim before the candle, not like the order over here. And then they make havdolah. Good. And now you're going to eat malav malka later. What if a guy only has, remember we said people pour sometimes, the guy only has one cup of wine. He only has it the last cup of wine he has. Manicho la'achar ha'mozon, save the cup of wine till after you eat the malav malka. U'mishal shen kula ra'achram. Okay, then you make everything on that one cup. So the Gemara says, but I thought ain't osin mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. How are you going to bench and say havdalah over the same cup of wine? The candle, the spices, that's not a question. That's part of the same Abdullah. But Abdullah and Birchas Hamazon are different. So how could it be? Some more answers. Ain lo shiny. No, that's because the guy no choice. He only has one cup of wine. Ain lo shiny. The Gemara answers. You can't bring a guy right from there. Guy doesn't have anything else. There's no choice. If you have a choice, don't do two mitzvahs over the same cup of wine. Of course, there's one second. But what about Yomtiv Shechalios Achar Shabbos? Sometimes we all know Yomtiv starts on Motzei Shabbos, right? Either, let's say, Shabbos sometimes goes right into Shavuos, right? Shavuos is a Sunday. Okay, I think that's this year like that, no? I think this coming year, Shavuos will be a Sunday. So Shabbos goes right into Shavuos. Or sometimes we have Yomtiv Sheni, right? Yomtiv Pesach or Sukkot or Hashanah can be, you know, a Shabbos Sunday. So Motzei Shabbos, it's the end of Shabbos, also is Yomtiv. So what do we do? Yomtiv Shechalios Achar Shabbos, Isla, you have plenty of wine. The Omer Rav, Yak Noah, that's the famous Yayin, Kiddush, Ner Havdalah. We all know the Motzei Shabbos, that the unusual Kiddush. You make a bracha on the wine, a bracha on Kiddush, right? Mekadosh, Shov Hazmanim, Ner, then the bracha Barmer Eish, and then, hey, is Havdalah. So that seems to be, even when you do have extra cup of wine, nevertheless, you make Kiddush and Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos going into Yontov over the same cup of wine, Kiddush and Havdalah. So first of all, tries to answer, well, one second. What happened to Shechiano? We know Yakna Haz. What happened to Zman? What happened to Shechiano? Apparently, Amri says the Gemara, Midalo Amar Zman, since it includes Shechiano, there's only one time, Rabbi Osai, we don't say Shechiano. Only one time we don't say, and that's Shri Shal Pesach. Shri Shal Pesach and last day of Pesach in Chutzaretz. We don't say Shechiano. Every other time, sometimes, you know, you get mixed up, we say Shechiano. We always say every Yontif Kiddush has Shechiano, every one of them, except for Shri Shal Pesach and again, in Chutzaretz as well, Achron Shal Pesach. So maybe it was the end of the week. You had to pay all your wine and matzahs used up, right? Maybe the cloud of Shir Pesach, give a koma avala achalei. The last time it also doesn't have it. No, it's no answer because Yontav Rishon, certainly at the beginning of Yontav, you had it. Omar Abaye Yak Zinov, Rabam Yak Nahaz, that's a wee paskin. Okay, and there's a question where you stick in Lashon Vesukah, Vesukah, okay, Yak Nahazel. Okay, anyway, but you have Ella Havdalah, so that answer doesn't work. You can't tell me that the guy didn't have anything else, and yet you see that you make Havdalah and Kiddush over the same cup of wine. Concludes the Gemara. Look at these words. The end of Kuf Beis Amaz. Ella Havdalah v'Kiddush Chadam Milsehi. Havdalah and Kiddush, that's okay to say over the same cup of wine. On Motzei Shabbos, you're saying Kiddush because it's Yontif. You're saying Havdalah because Shabbos is over. They say I'm other than Kodesh to Kodesh, but it's still Havdalah. Why? Because Havdalah and Kiddush, that's Chadam Milsehi. That's one thing. But Birchas Hamazon v'Kiddush, Trey Milininu. Those are two different things. So that's how the Gemara concludes. In the case of the Gemara is talking about, where a guy, again, is in the middle of eating, and suddenly it's Friday night, and he has to make Kiddush. So it says you should make a Kiddush, Machokas Mayor, which you do first. But you don't have the same cup of wine, both for Kiddush and Kiddush because it's Friday night, and Brichas Hamazon because you have to end that Friday afternoon meal. You don't do it over the same cup of wine. You know why? Because those are two different, unrelated things. There's Brichas Hamazon, and there's Kiddush, and then never the twain shall meet. They're two unrelated things, therefore require two different cups of wine. However, on Motzei Shabbos, going into Yontif, when you have to make Havdalah because it's Motzei Shabbos, and you also have to make Kiddush because it's the night of Yontif, that's okay. That's what we do. You have the same cup of wine because Kiddush for Havdalah, Chadam Milsehi. So it's interesting. I'm not saying it's a proof to the Rambam, okay, but it does teach us that there's a, you know, relationship between Kiddush and Havdalah. It's considered one entity. It's considered very, very much related. Okay, that's the sugya. Yeah. Yeah.
Is Yom HaShabbos, so you have the Kiddush before and the Havdalah afterwards.
Right.
This Kiddush is for a different entity.
It's true. It's Enochanami. Right. The Kiddush is for Friday night, for Saturday night for Yontif, and Havdalah is Enochanami. But I think I'm not saying there's a proof to Rambam. It's not. But it does seem the Gemara saw that there was a connection between Kiddush and Havdalah. It doesn't exist between Kiddush and Birchas Hamazon. Okay. That's all I'm pointing out. Right, this Kiddush and Havdalah, the same purpose. It's to declare something about the Kiddush of the day, right? So the truth is the Kiddush on Saturday night declaring the Kiddush of Yontif, and the Havdalah is declaring the Kiddush of Shabbos as compared to the Kiddush of Yontif, Amadu and Kol Shekodesh. So it's related.
Anything, it's a bigger proof, Rabbi. It's a bigger
proof. It could be a proof. I'm not sure.
It's a bigger proof. Because if it's separate days and they're saying it's the same thing,
Right, then certainly when it's the same day. That's what
it's certainly saying, yeah, the same day. It's a bigger. It's obviously a bigger proof. It's a much
yeah, yeah, okay. Anyway, I just again, you can read through the Rashbam's there. Look as a side point. Tosas Tzachim Kuf Beis and Beis Olmasa and Imrino 41. Okay, Tosas says that question was only. Remember, there's Machokas Yehuda and Meir. Which to do first? Yehuda says you stop the Friday meal and make a bench, and then say Kiddush right away. Yehuda said you can continue to eat and then bench and then make Kiddush later. The Gemara asks, why can't you use the same cup of wine? Tosa says there, in Kubbeis on Base 41, says Rabbi Yossi Park. That cash was only against Rabbi Yossi, okay? Because they both relate, I mean, that's what you're talking about. They both relate to the Surah Shabbos, okay? Because according to Rabbi Yossi, you're allowed to continue eating that meal now, which started on Friday afternoon, transformed into the Shabbos meal. So, see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we understand why you can't do it over the same cup of wine, because the benching was mamish nothing to do with Shabbos. The bench is to end the Friday meal. The Kiddush is to start Shabbos. But according to Biosi, continue to eat. You know, they both relate to that meal. Okay. Then in the next Tosus, which I don't have time to go into now because later I want to move on, but to 41, he says, "Ain't over shtei kedusha al kol zechon." You ain't talking about chuppah. You ever notice by chuppah? Okay, we make the sheva brachas are made in a wedding. You know, we have two different cups of wine. You know, then they're all busy. Everybody's busy pouring one into the other. Goes back and forth, and that's pouring 10 times. You get people get carried away. But, you know, it relates to that question also. That you don't have the same cup for Birchas Hamazon as you have for Sheva Brachas. Right? You have two different cups of wine usually. And even under the Chuppah, we have a Bracha, we've said Bar Pir Gafen by the Birchas Erisin. We have a different cup for the Sheva Brachas. Okay, that may relate to that question. Now, the Rambam Paskins, in Parakhav Tesech, Shabbos, Gimel 43, like Rabbi Yossi, Hay Ocha v'Gomar Chilosu v'Chosos Shabbos, okay? I'm sorry, like Rabbi Yehuda says, if you finish the meal with the beginning of Shabbos, then Mevarach Birchas Mazon Tchila, Mechakach Mekadesh Al Kos Sheni, but then make Kiddush on a different cup, the Lo Yevarach V'Kadesh Al Kos Echad, She'ein Osen Shtei Mitzvahs B'Kos Echad, She Mitzvahs Kiddush, U'Mitzvah Birchas Hamazon, Shtei Mitzvahs Al Torahim. The two separate mitzvahs min haTorah. Now it's interesting, as the Chasam Sofer points out in his Chiddushim, that Gemara Pesachim Kuf Beis Nun Beis quotes this Dibur Maaseh Amar Rab, quotes this Rambam. And the Rambam notes that both the Kiddush and Birchas Hamazon are both mitzvah d'oraisa. Says the Chasam Sofer Mashma, he have a chad menayu drabanan lo mikri chavilos. If one of them is drabanan, then it'll be okay because that's not called ein osin mitzvahs chavilos. You know, in bunches, you don't put mitzvahs together and bundle them together. That's only if they're both d'oraisa. But d'rabban l'gavet Torah k'shus chashivi. Okay? So that's what he says. Now, having said that, he says, v'hinei mizeh raya brura, ma'asher kozer rabba magim goes d'ramam havdala d'oraisa. This looks like a proof that havdala is d'oraisa. Because the Gemara brought up, okay, the Gemara brought up, the case of Havdalah, right? The Gemara Pesachim Kuf Beis brought up when a person comes home and so on and says Havdalah. Okay, well, and instead you only have one cup, you just wait till later and include Havdalah Birchas Hamazon. Okay, and it's the same cup one, use Havdalah, don't drink it, use it for Birchas Hamazon. Well, 1 second. Okay, if Birchas Hamazon were Darbana, then it wouldn't be a problem to begin with. Evidently, you see from there that Havdalah would be Darbanan. It wouldn't be a problem. Gemara shouldn't have brought it up. It's a different discussion. The mere fact that Gemara brought up that discussion about Havdalah and Birchas Hamazon indicates what? That Havdalah is also d'oraisa. Now, the issue is, why is this so? In other words, why is this, what's the reason, if you will, behind this idea of, you know, Kiddush and Havdalah is like one thing, and Birchas Hamazon and Kiddush like a different thing. What does it mean Kiddush and Havdalah is like one thing? All right, and what about Havdalah and Birchas Hamazon? We didn't really resolve that issue. So we take a look at the different shittas. You take a look at what we saw the Rashi. So Rashi and the Rashbam. Okay, Rashi said, okay, Kiddush Havdalah Chada Milsi, the Tarvayo Mishum Kiddushas Yomta. Okay, take a look back in the Rashi, the end of 39. Sachem Kuf Beis Meis. Kiddush Havdalah Chada Milsi, the Tarvayo Mishum Kiddushas Yomta. Okay. Really, and this is the opposite of what you were saying, Lenny, in a way, the Kiddush and Havdalah you make on Saturday night are both because of Yontif, right? The Kiddush is because of Yontif, and the Havdalah is because no longer Shabbos, projecting forward, in other words. both the Kiddush and Avdolah are projecting forward. That's how Rashi and the Rashbam, okay, learn it. That's how they say it, okay? The Rosh also holds like that. Look in the Rosh, Perek Yud of Pesachim Simon Ches, 45. The Rosh holds my mind, Nimir Tavar Kozecha, and so on and so forth, my time, Motzal Gemara, Vijayos and Mitzvah Chavilos. So the Kashalach Yom, what about Yom Tov after Shabbos? That's Kiddush and Avdolah, it's Chad HaMilsa. You look at the last words of the Rosh. Because what is the conclusion of Avdolah? Hamadil ben Kodesh leKodesh on Sinai. It's also referring to Yontif. Of a Birchas Hamazon and Kiddush Tartimilin. They're two different things. That's the way Rashi, the Rashbam, the Rosh all learned. Kiddush and Avdolah is the same thing. In what sense? Because they're both projecting forward. So it's not a statement about Kiddush and Avdolah in general, but rather in this particular circumstance. So Ben Hananel, there in Pesachim Kuf Beis and Beis says, 46, who par ki kamirish te kiddush, such the same question. What does it mean? They're both the same thing. Okay, he says, kiddush radal travayu kodem achilahim. Kiddush ubirchas hamazon. Kiddush kodem achilah ubirchas hamazon achar suda. Okay, lefichach te kiddush. He said, kiddush and Avdolah are both said before the meal. That's why they're one thing. Okay? The Kiddush and Avdolah are both, you know, are both before the meal. Birchas Hamazon is for after the meal. Okay, therefore, Birchas Hamazon is something different. It doesn't talk about or project in the same direction. That's what Hananel's, not a Yontif. According to Rashi and Rashbam, it's not a matter of the essence of the bracha, so to speak. Okay, but rather, you know, what is it? Is it projecting forward or projecting backwards? But Hananel a little differently. Hananel says also not really about the essence of the bracha, it's about what is the bracha going on with regards to the meal. That's how he learns. The Ran, however, says on the Rif from Pesachim Chaf on the base of the page, the Rif 47, Kedusha of that Chal Musi, the Tavayo Iyula Yomaninu. They're both introducing the new day, but Brichas Hamazon and Kiddush are separate things. Because again, they're nothing to do. Kiddush is for the new day, and Brichas Hamazon is for the old meal. Again, they're not related. Again, different angles on these points. The Maram Chalava there in Pesachim El Kiddush Avdalta Chad Milsehi. Okay, he says Kiddush Avdalta Chad Milsehi. The EF Shes there below Zeh. Okay, he talks about thematically they're much more related because you can't have one without the other. Dia Fuki Shabbat Iuli Yom Tova Iuli Yom Tova Fuki Shabbat. If it's Yontif, it means now no longer Shabbos, Havdalah. If it's now no longer Shabbos, like Havdalah, it's Yontif. That they're connected because Hamazon has nothing to do with that. Okay? Now, if you look in the Rambam, though, okay, the Rambam says, Parakhov Tes Alach Yud Beis, Misha Haya Ochel Merv Shabbos, etc. Here in the middle of the meal, it talks about Paras Mapo Makadesh. That's the other opinion in the Gemara, which we didn't talk about and so on. Okay? But the Rambam says, The Rambam seems to say that even if you have another cup of wine, it's okay to say Kiddush and Brichas, I'm sorry, Havdalah and Brichas Hamazon over the same cup. The Ravid disagrees. Ravid says, Amaram b'she'elo ela osa kos, that's only you don't have anything else, like the Gemara said. So let's go back a step and understand that according to the Gemara, see, the Gemara just brought up Havdalah and said, well, the Havdalah is different. The guy has no other cup of wine. What if a guy does have another cup of wine? Can you say Havdalah and Brichas Hamazon on the same coast? Well, the implication of the Gemara is really no. The Gemara says only when he doesn't have. That's how the Rabbit learns. But the Rambam says, no, even if he does have, he had plenty of wine, you can say Havdalah and Brichas Hamazon over the same coast. Kiddush and Brichas Hamazon not, but Avdolah and Brichas Hamazon yes. Well, that's interesting. Okay, so now it could be, because the Rambam holds, that Avdolah and Brichas Hamazon are both projecting backwards. Avdolah for the day that just ended, Brichas Hamazon the meal that just ended. And that's why it's different than Kiddush. I think it's just an interesting point, okay? I think it's just an interesting point that here was the Rambam, who's the Mor D'Shmaita, so to speak, of the Shita, that Kiddush and Avdolah are so closely related, whereas the Rambam agrees that Kiddush and Brichas Hamazon you can't say with the same coast, but Avdolah and Brichas Hamazon you can say with the same coast. Okay? It's just an interesting point. The Magid Mishnah there in 50, Magid Mishnah says, Parakhov Tesalach Yud Beis, says, he quotes the Gemara, okay, the whole Gemara, and he says basically this idea, that Brichas Hamazon l'mafreya, what you ate, and Kiddush l'habah. Okay? But Rabbeinu Zal, three lines in the bottom, Sava de Birchas of Abdallah, Kol Alma Shavar. Shechi Abdallah, Enem Shulaz Manahu. Okay, Ma'asin Shuchol, and so on, Elm Shulaz Man Shavar, Shah Shabbos. Kiddush is in the past. Benjamin is also in the past. So just interesting, interesting different ways to look at it. All right, now the Meiri, I printed in Pesachim Kumbeis and Beis 51. Okay. Again, he kind of summarizes and has a different shittas, as we mentioned. Okay. How do you look at it? You look at it, it's projecting forward, it's projecting backward, after with the meal, as with the day. Okay. All of this is a little bit unclear, but at the end of the day, he concludes that by Birchas Hamazon and Kiddush, okay, then you can't use the same cup of wine. And according to the Rambam, okay, perhaps Abdullah and Birchas Hamazon, you can use over the same cup. So it's just interesting that even though the Rambam says Abdullah and Kiddush are very similar, but they're not completely similar. I just want to share with you, they don't have all follow the same rules. I just want to share with you Rav Soloveitchik and the Rishima Shiurim printed in Brachos Chav Zav and Aleph, the Maskum Zelo Shono, Matzli Shal Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos Shal Shabbos. And he says as follows. He says an interesting distinction between Birchas Hamazon and Abdullah as opposed to Kiddush and Abdullah over the same cup of wine. Let's move to finish up. Look what he writes. O.J. Shalosu B'bir P'saka Rambam Shechilek B'Birchas Hamazon Abdullah Shechalen Al Kos Echad Kiddush B'Birchas Hamazon Ein Brach Al Kos Echad. Okay, and he writes as follows. The B'yar B'Shurmi, we already explained, the so din Kiddush Al Kos Hu L'Gboa Suda Shabbos. In other words, even the Rambam who holds that Kiddush and Abdullah are both Doraisa, they come from the same Mokar Zohar, there's clearly a distinction. They're not fully the same thing. There's clearly a distinction. Why? Because the function of Kiddush, the Rav explained, is to introduce Sudas Shabbos. It's a din in the Shabbos meal. And he writes, as a matter of fact, I printed the sources. That's why some hold, okay, that the so din Kiddush HaKos or Sir Lelagonim Shamekadesh Atzmo Tzorach Lito Makos Kdei Lubav Vimsharam Esumim Tamo Kishir Tamo Kishir Zelo Yotzei Chavoso. By Kiddush, the person who makes Kiddush must take a cheekful of the wine. Okay? It's not enough for somebody else at the table too. Okay? Because Kiddush is part of it. It's an introduction to the Suda. Okay? Te'ima, just tasting a cup of wine, that's a din and a kosher bracha. You always have to taste at a wedding, at a bris. We have wine, right? To taste a little bit. It's got nothing to do with any Suda. But here it's connected to the Suda. And he quotes the Gemara in Erevin that I printed in Source 53. The Gemara in Erevin is talking about when you say Shechiyanu. Okay? Can you say Shechiyanu even without Kiddush? And the question is, when do you say Shechanu Yom Kippur? Okay, because usually we say Shechanu with Kiddush. That's the sugi there, Erevin Mevah Beis. Usually say Shechanu with Kiddush, but there's no Kiddush, obviously, in Kippur. So we know we say Shechanu in Shul after Kol Nidre, you know, at the end that we sit together. But anyway, one thing the Gemara proposes is that maybe you should say Kiddush and let a kid drink the wine. In other words, let a child drink the wine. Say Kiddush on Yom Kippur. Say Shechanu and just let a kid drink the wine. The Gemara says, no, because it's going to train the kid the wrong way. I'll think he can drink and so on and so forth. In any event, so that's what the Rav is quoting over there. In any event, it's not a proper kosher bracha for someone not to drink. But in any event, the Rav develops this point that Kiddush really has that function of introducing the meal. And he says, as far as Birchas Hamazon is concerned, about halfway, a third of the way down, Birchas Hamazon also has two different dinim. There's din kosher bracha, but also din kiyum kviya suda la kos. Okay? Birchas Hamazon also has a dual aspect to it. And again, he brings rias to this, which I quoted, which again, we don't have the time to go into right now, but the yisod, look maybe afterwards, but the Rav's yisod is, okay, that this suda of Shabbos is introduced by Kiddush, right, which has this aspect of introducing a suda Shabbos. And also, it's got to be connected to benching. That's why on benching, if you forget Yalav Shvitzei, if it's Yantav, you get Yalav Yom, or if it's Shabbos, you get Yalav Yom Tziyantav, you have to repeat. It's part of the Suda and so on and so forth. Okay, now, as opposed to Rosh Chodesh. Good. In any event, what the Rav says now towards the end, all right, Venira, at 5 lines to the end of that paragraph, the became of the Birchas Hamazon ala kos, chola kiyam kviya suda ala kos, the Birchas Hamazon al Kos in Rakim Siru the Bereshav al Kos in the Kos of Bracha. Im Kain have a Kos to Birchas Hamazon Cheftes Shal Mitzvah. The Kos of Birchas Hamazon is a Cheftes Shal Mitzvah. Umishum Hachi Osur Lekadei Shulavarach Birchas Hamazon Kos Echad. Okay, because Kiddush also has a dual aspect. The Chal Hadin she'ein osim mitzvos chavilos chavilos. The Efshar lasos shtei mitzvos bechefza achas. The Chol mitzvah boy chefza shemitzvah after atzmo. Ma she'ein okein bechos amozin v'havdola ein chisorin de ein osim mitzvos chavilos chavilos. There's no problem ein osim mitzvos chavilos chavilos. Because even though Brichas Amazon is a coast to Chefza Shomitzah, Havdalah coast is only a regular coast of Brocha. It's not, there's no mitzvah, there's no Chefza Shomitzah in the same sense. It's a kiyam of a Brocha ala coast. Even though Havdalah is required Doraisa, but the wine is just a Brocha ala coast. And therefore, by Havdalah and Brichas Amazon, there's no problem with drinking over the same cup of wine. Kiddush has a dual aspect. It's a mitzvah of a Kaviyah Suda for Shabbos, and Brichas Amazon has a dual aspect. You can't combine them. But Brichas Hamazon and Kiddush, I'm sorry, Brichas Hamazon and Havdalah, you can combine. There's no problem of Enos and Mitzvahs, Chavilos, Chavilos. Okay? And that's also the Rabbi adds in the last paragraph, why with Havdalah, we have the leniency. You can make Havdalah what's called Chamar Medina. Right? The other types of drink besides wine, which we would allow by a kosher brocha, by bench, by Brichas Erison, we would allow it and so on, but not by Kiddush and not by Brichas Hamazon. Okay. So in the print, and then in some of the
Wait, sources, right, question. Yeah. Is the Rav diminishing the Raisa status of Havdalah or not? I never understood
that. Not word. Diminishing. And he's saying it's a Doraisa status, but he's saying that the cup of wine upon which you recited, that's a regular din of a kosher brocha. It's an important din. But it's not, it doesn't have a dual aspect. It's not a kosher bracha that serves more than one function. Okay, the kosher bracha by Birchas Hamazon, he suggests, like by Kiddush, is more than just a din of kosher bracha. It has to do with the kviyas of the Suda. And the Suda is part of the obligation. Okay, that's what he's saying. It's not taking away the status of the Raisa. So I printed the Makoros and so on. I'm not going to read now the rest of all the Makoros. That just the Rav quoted, you can look at them. You go on Erevin 1554, the ruling of the Torah, that the person who makes Kiddush has a drink, okay? And the question of what if somebody forgot to say retain, Alam Yavo, and so on, as opposed to Rosh Chodesh. So you can look at those as sources if you wish. I just want to finish with a very fascinating question that I saw. And of course, the Kiddush you can make on Havdalah, you can make on Chamar Medina. That's in 58, Perkuf Techav Teslach Yedzayan. Okay, and the same thing, per gimel hichos Israel chachavdala, because Eretz make over Chamar Medina, and so on. So I came across, when I finish off, in the Sefer Vahar Revna, which is a Sefer of interesting questions that Reb Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita was asked, or sometimes he was asked to embellish it, and so on. He had a very fascinating discussion. Apparently, there was a fellow in the army, an Israeli army firm fellow, okay, and because he was out in the battlefield and so on, it was Friday night, whatever it was, he wasn't able to make Kiddush. Okay, and he was Shabbos afternoon, late in the day, Plaga Mincha time. He knew he was going to be called right back to the battlefield. Okay, so there's a lomdus that if you can actually recite Havdalah after Plaga Mincha, you can't do Malacha, it's still Shabbos, but in terms of the Mitzvah Havdalah, you can do the Mitzvah Havdalah after Plaga Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, even after Plaga Mincha. That's a din. Okay, take a look at the Shulchan Aruch in 60, give me a few minutes. Archaim Sim Reish Tzad Gimel Siv Gimel 60. Mishu Anus Gon Shetzorach Lachshel Ratum Dvar Mitzvah. You got to do some kind of Dvar Mitzvah. Yochol Ispalas from Motze Shabbos Biplag Amincha Lamala Ulahavdil Miyad. You can say Motze Shabbos davening after, just like we can start Shabbos Friday afternoon after Plag Amincha. You can also daven Saturday night Marib after Plag Amincha Shabbos. After you can't do Malacha until as long as it's the light out. You can daven Marib and Lahavdil. Aloy Varach on there. You can't light the candle. Fine. And you can't do it. Until says the Mishabur explains, okay, it's not really proper to do that unless it's an emergency and so on. It'll mix people up. It'll do a makel. It'll do malacha and so on. But extraordinary circumstance, you can do it. Okay, now, what was the situation? This Lumdish fellow in the army wanted to make, I knew he was going to be called right out to the battlefield. It was now Shabbos afternoon. He had, it was resting for a few minutes. So he made Havdalah on Shabbos afternoon, after Plaga Mincha. Again, without doing malacha, without the candle. However, he suddenly realized, according to the question was presented, that Friday night he never made Kiddush. And then Shabbos day, he had forgotten about it. He was busy on the battlefield. Now, the rule is, if you didn't make Kiddush Friday night, you can make Kiddush Shabbos day, right? The Friday night Kiddush. Sim Reish Ayin Alaf Siv Ches, or Chaim 62, we blow Kiddush Belayla, Meim Shogay, Meim Bezim, Yesh Lo Tashon Mecho Kol Ayom. The Ramah says, Omer Kol Kiddush Alala. You say the whole Friday night Kiddush. Okay, except, not Vaychulu, okay. But the whole Bracha, all right? Now, so this fellow asked, he realized, can he make Kiddush, strange case, can he make Kiddush after having made Havdalah? That's what he asked him, Silverstein, right? Can he make Kiddush? He made Abdullah already, but it's still Shabbos afternoon. It wasn't dark yet. He hadn't made Kiddush. Can he make Kiddush after making Abdullah? Interesting question. So first, he'd want to answer, well, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Nicholas Tzillin, Orchaim Simon Lamed, Tziv Hei, 63, Yesh Misha Omer, she mispalal Tzillis Arvish, let's say you daven Marav early. Kind of the summer that you went to, when it's 7 o'clock, or what do you call it, the plug menu, whatever, can you daven Marav? It's still light out for another hour. Suddenly you realize you forgot to put on Tzillin this morning. You came on a trip, you forgot to put on Tzillin. So he said, once you daven Marav ready, okay, okay, you shouldn't put on tefillin anymore. Okay, shouldn't put on tefillin afterwards. And the Shabur explains to you, Zion, I feel odium gadol. Even it's still a lot of time before Shkia, but according to you, you already made it nighttime. Okay, and then you put on tefillin, looks funny. All right. Anyway, contradictory coolers. Now, do you look at that, Mishnah Berurah? So Zubashi first thought, well, that seems to me. That's the same thing over here. If the guy said Havdalah ready, he already counted it as a weekday. How can I go ahead and make Kiddush even though it's still Shabbos? Okay, he said Havdalah. However, he suggests that he quotes the Aderis, the father of Rav Kook, okay, Aurelio David Rabinovich told him, okay, he suggested no, and it's brought like that in the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kolchosa, Perek Mem Zayin, Ar Lamed Aleph. Interesting, he's quoting the name of Shlomo Zalman Arbach. Is that since, in fact, I'll read from Rav Arav, then we'll finish with this. He says, Kavan. Okay, shegam haKiddush shel Knisas Shabbos, vegam haAvdalah shel Tzias Shabbos, shneim nilmadim osa pasuk zocher shom Shabbos akadosh kedivei Rambam. Okay, so Meila, he says it's okay. All right, you can do it because it's the same thing. It's not a tarta disasri because both Kiddush and Avdalah have to do with the same thing, proclaiming the greatness and specialness of Shabbos. So what's the difference if you already said a text that the? It's also a text that praises the greatness of Shabbos. Now, full disclosure, he points out in the Tshuvas Mincha Shlomo, Chelik Aleph Siman Gimel 65, from Shlomo Zalman writes, last source, near a Poshet, Shemisha Kvar Yispal Arvah Shabbos Mayah Mincha, Eni Ochol Od Lil Shatz, Gam Bishai shouldn't be the Chazan for Mincha anymore, okay? And V'choshvani Shegamlin Yavdola, Misha Kvar Hivdil Achar Plag HaMincha, Eni Ochol Od Lassos Kiddush Alayla, Bo Misha Dayin Lo Kiddush Below Shabbos, okay? Because it's, you know, it looks like a tarot to the Sassi. It's a, I have no riot for this. But so it appears, Misvara. But again, in the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kolchos, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman the other way. And that may relate to this issue that Kiddush and Avdalah fundamentally are the same thing in terms of their essence. They may be different in terms of what the Kos is about. But since they're essentially the similar idea, maybe it wouldn't be a contradiction to say Kiddush after saying Havdalah. Okay, something to ponder. Wish everybody a good Shabbos.
Right, Tabas, in light of what we said last week,